You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Karen wrote in to us after she heard the Mindbender on Friday. The winning answer on Friday was tap water. And we got a chuckle out of this. She says, funny that the Mindbender was water. I'm in a big fight with my boyfriend now because of water. If boyfriend asks for a glass of water, I get it with ice from the filtered water in the kitchen, sometimes even a straw. I asked him for one last night. He grabbed a used cup of his off his nightstand and filled it up in the bathroom and presented it to me as if I was going to drink that bleep. He says I am being dramatic and it's all the same water. I do not agree, and now it's a whole argument.
Oh, boy.
Thoughts. That's from Karen. And her boyfriend's name, by the way, is Joey.
Thoughts. It sounds like they are a newlywed couple looking for things to fight about, and they're still in the cutesy phase, and y'all can go to hell.
Well, they're not married. She did say he's a boyfriend.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, so they're in the cutesy phase still.
That's right.
Barf.
So he says that getting a glass of water out of the tap in the bathroom is the same thing as if you go into the kitchen, like, you know, you got the little dispenser on some refrigerators. He says it's the same water.
I mean, it is.
But it's not.
It's coming out of one single pipe that's going into your house. But, you know, I expressed this on Friday during the conversation. Like, I can tell that the bathroom water tastes different than what is in the kitchen or what is coming out of the fridge. I can kind of designate where the water has come
blind
from.
Blind taste test?
And, you know, the fridge one is always the best because it runs through the filter and it just tastes better.
It's cold.
And it's ice cold, which changes it, too.
I don't know if there's any argument that could be made for Joey, but Karen has requested five calls, says it all. So can you tell the difference between what? Let's put it this way. What if you put a glass under the tap at the kitchen sink versus under the tap in a bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. My logical brain tells me it's the same water. And yet, for whatever reason, I don't ever want to drink a glass of water. I'll use it to brush my teeth.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But I don't want to just fill up a glass of water from the bathroom. That's stupid.
The bathroom water is just made strictly for you to just stick your head under the faucet and take a big slurp. Who brings a glass up to fill it in the bathroom? Unless the glass is already upstairs, I guess, and you need the refill, but
you've got to answer Karen and Joey's argument here. 303-691-1MIX. Oh, Robin, she's already written in. She said, lady, if you want the water a specific way, get it yourself.
Seriously.
Some of these are making me laugh. Armando says, the problem with water out of the bathroom is it's too close to the toilet, so it is somehow contaminated. Never drink it.
Oh, a little backwash there, maybe a little.
If they, you know, the water that goes into your toilet, I mean, it's pipes clean that are going into your toilet. It's,
you could open the lid, the back lid, and drink that water.
You could.
It's not poopy water.
Trisha says, my husband, get a load of this. Now follow this. Trisha says, my husband will brush his teeth with a bottle of water. He pours it over his toothbrush, then uses it to rinse his mouth, and then uses it to rinse off the toothbrush. He takes pills to the kitchen to get water to take them. He won't take them in the bathroom unless he has bottled water with him. It's like he thinks the water coming out of the bathroom tap is poison.
Yeah, I mean, and most of those bottled waters come straight out the tap at the soda factory, really, essentially, is where they're coming from.
Oh, my God. One of the favorite things I ever saw was on a trip many years ago. I was in northern Italy, and we were in a town, I think it was over by Lake Como, and it was like a sewage pipe that was coming out of a wall, falling into the lake. And there was a truck pulled up there, a big flatbed truck, and a team of like four or five guys bringing cases of empty plastic water bottles, holding them under this pipe that was just dumping water into the lake. And they were filling them up, screwing the lid back on, and putting them back in the case.
Fancy.
So it was just water coming out of like the town's sewer system into the lake, and they were bottling that. You know they were using it at restaurants and or selling it on the street to people.
Enjoy your Giardia.
If I had had a way to, this was before you had video on your phones, I would have loved to have taken a video of that. So they That's always good. Say, if you go to a restaurant, a lot of times they will open the bottled water for you and set it down. And so the rule was, when you go to a restaurant, make sure you don't let them, so you know if the seal has been broken or not.
Right, yeah.
Donna says the water in bathrooms has seahorses in it.
Yeah, it might. Jeremiah makes a good point. Boys, you can taste more of the copper pipes in the other rooms besides the kitchen, because the kitchen is the most used faucet, so everything gets flushed out more. I could maybe see that. I mean, throughout the day, yeah, that's probably the most used faucet. Because you're really not up in the bathroom too much. I don't know. Here's another one, like the one you read from Una. I won't use the bathroom water for anything, not even a brush. I fill up a cup from the fridge to brush my teeth. I use it to dunk and rinse. It's just better. The old dunk and rinse.
Now, I never knew until Karen wrote in and we started getting all these messages. I never knew there were so many people who are anti-bathroom tap water.
Yeah.
But it's a thing.